Random House Audiobooks presents Dark Lady by Richard North Patterson.
Part 1. Arthur Bright. Chapter 1. In the moments before the brutal murder of Jack Novak ended what she later thought of as her time of innocence, Assistant County Prosecutor Stella Mars gazed down at the waterfront of her native city, Steelton. At 38, Stella would not have called herself an innocent. Nor was the view from her corner office one that lightened her heart. The afternoon sky was a close, sunless cobalt, typical of Steelton in winter. The sludge-gray Onondaga River divided the city as it met Lake Erie beneath a steel bridge. The valley carved by the river was a treeless expanse of railroad tracks, boxcars, refineries, cranes, chemical plants, and looming over all of this, the smokestacks of the steel mills. Squat, black, and enormous, on which Steelton's existence had once depended. From early childhood, Stella could remember the stench of mill smoke, the stain left on the white blouse of her school uniform drying on her mother's clothesline. From her time in night law school, she recalled the evening that the river had exploded in a stunning instant of spontaneous combustion caused by chemical waste and petroleum derivatives, the flames which climbed 5 stories high against the darkness. Between these 2 moments, the apogee of the mills and the explosion of the river, lay the story of a city and its decline. By heritage, Stella herself was part of this story. The mills had boomed after the Civil War, manned by the earliest wave of immigrants, Germans and British, Welsh and Irish, who in the early 1870s had worked 14 hours a day, 6 days a week. Their weekly pay was $11.